Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Born with it. It's always been there. It's been the basis of many, many friendships and connection with people who just know
and think like you do.
It's made life fun. Welcome home to the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down on the Friday Night Freak Show. Although Ryan Rackey's not a freak at all, actually. And Brent Beard's not a freak at all. That's why we have Tony Finn on, to balance it out. Either Tony or we need Mick Aussie. I think that's the deal. We need Tony Finn or Mick Aussie. Other than that, like, most of our guests are kind of normal, actually. You know, Steve Merrill's a normal dude. Teddy Covers, actually, is kind of a freak. Teddy's not like a freak. He's just angry. Teddy's rant last night was classic. That should be a promo right there, actually. Make that a promo, Matthias. When Teddy said, there's college basketball, there's NBA basketball, there's football on. He goes, we're all angry right now. It's getting dark out early. We're all angry. Should be happy. There's all kinds of sports on. But it is overwhelming. For me, my theme is, like, you know how many times I've said over the last, like, 2 weeks, oh, my God, that's starting now, right? Like, you know what I mean? Oh, that's starting. Basically, the way I work, guys, my brain, like, I sort of lock in on certain things, you know what I mean? Like, I'll sort of decide earlier in the day what kind of day it's going to be. And today I decided it was a college football day. Like, I was like, yeah, there's all those college football games tonight. That'll be the big bets. That'll be the focus. That's probably not smart, but it is what it is. Hey, BC Lions are killing the Edmonton Elks. It's their final home game, final game of the year, fan appreciation night. We knew they would roll tonight. We've really been on fire over the last couple of weeks here in the Canadian Football League. Down the stretch, it's been pretty cool. To figure out. Big night in Vancouver. The Vancouver Canucks beat the Winnipeg Jets. Big night. They get it done. Canucks 3, Jets 2. I gotta tell you, they needed that win. Otherwise, probably, like, they might have gotten fired. I'm talking about the coach and the general manager. Benning and Travis Green might have gotten fired there. So NFL news, Kamara is out. Kamara is out. This is a weird game, man. This is a tricky card this week in the National Football League. It really is. And I don't know. I've gone, like, I'm all over the place this week in the NFL. I'm fired up for college tomorrow. I've got some college picks locked in for you. I've got a couple of NFL picks that I really like. But when I look at the board, earlier in the week, I was like, oh, man, I like this NFL card. And now that it's rapidly approaching, I'm like, oh, boy, I don't know. You know what? One thing I do know is I'm taking the Detroit Lions. That's one thing I do know. I'm taking the Detroit. Like, why does the Lions line keep climbing up here? Why? Because Jared Goff is out? You guys know, man. Jared Goff should, like, send me a Christmas gift basket, all right? Like, seriously, nobody's been nicer to Jared Goff than I've been over the years. Like, I'm being dead serious. I don't think there's one person in the media that's been as nice to Jared Goff as I've been over the years. Jared Goff being out might help the Detroit Lions this week. It's the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the degenerate bettors, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. All right, so UNLV and San Diego State, we're at the half. The Aztecs are up 21-10, and this is whacked out. The total is 51.5 now, man. All right? So listen, I've got a bunch of moneyline parlays with the Aztecs. So I had the Houston Cougars moneyline parlay with San Diego State. I had another parlay that was a loser with San Diego State. That I'm not very happy about, actually. I'm not overly impressed with that they didn't cash Louisiana Tech, but nevertheless, we can't live in the past. All right? Only, you know, if you're an 80s hair metal band, you can live in the past. You're allowed, like, if you're a warrant or something like that, because you got to make a living. Or if you're a history professor. But other than that, I don't care about the past, right? Whatever. How's that help me now? So, what about now? 51 and a half. Out of principle, I just moved to 50 and a half. Somebody was agreeing. Somebody just read my mind. Agreeing. I was like, out of principle, we must take the under. Even though they're at 31 right now, so basically three touchdowns would do us in. San Diego State are now minus 17 and a half. God, there's not a lot of value here with anything here, to be honest. I really want to take the under, but man, it doesn't take much, does it? You know, three more touchdowns. San Diego State might just blow them out here in the second half. And I don't want to lay the 17 and a half. So let's hold on here for a minute. Figure San Diego State grinds this out. I actually think there'll be three more touchdowns scored. Or two touchdowns. Two touchdowns. You know what's funny? I actually think exactly what everything. Two touchdowns and like two field goal or two. Will there be three touchdowns? I don't know. When you're betting on a game like a team with as bad as UNLV is, it opens up the door for weirder things to happen. That's the problem. UNLV, the other UNLV, the basketball team's up 5-4 on Michigan right now, so we're off and running there finally. Michigan laying a lot of points in this game, all right? It's all about Michigan. Michigan and UNLV, and then, of course, Michigan and Maryland tomorrow. You can, you know, you'd think, oh, maybe that's a trap, right? Maybe there's a trap door waiting for Harbaugh and company here going to play the Terps. I don't think so. I think Michigan roll, and they set up the showdown with Ohio State next week. Game of the century. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Show of the century, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Oh, yeah, the Friday Night Freak Show continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. The mightier 1090. Let's roll. All right, we're waiting word from Tony Finn, Area 51. We're waiting for government approval. They're letting Tony out of his cell. Letting Tony out of his padded cell to join us in a couple of moments. So we'll try to track down Tony in Las Vegas. We will get to the National Football League. Let me just blast out a couple of college picks, and I'll get to some NFL picks here momentarily as well. So just quickly here, I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to take the under here. All right, and listen, it's 51 and a half right now. So it's 51 and a half. San Diego State and UNLV, we're at the half right now. Aztecs up 21-10 over the Rebs. UNLV, go fight, win. I was going to say, you know what, let's take a look at the alternate totals, but 55 and a half at minus 250. I'm not laying 250. Even like parlay material. Like, you know what? Michigan Wolverines money line. Under 55 and a half. Little bit of insurance here. What does this work out to? 197. I can't tell you to take a 197, even for a late night D-gen play here. All right, let's just bite the bullet here. Screw it. We're going in. Under 51 and a half. Under, if it's just out of principle. Man, the total was what, 41? 40 and a half? It's out of principle. We're getting 51 and a half. I'm surprised UNLV actually have 10 points already. I don't think UNLV are getting to 20. I don't think they're getting to 20. San Diego State scores another 10, 14 points, 13 touchdown, two field goals. Right? SDSU just need to win, get in and out. It is what it is. So listen, we pulled the trigger. We're here to bet, and we're going to bet. All right? If you're scared, go to church. 51.5. We're going to go under the number. You like that, Matthias? If you're scared, get out of here. Did you? If you're scared, go to church. Yeah, go pray somewhere. Yeah, go pray somewhere. Not around here. I have nothing wrong. I have no problem with churches or praying. But I'm just saying, yeah. No fear, baby. No fear. All right, so we're in. We pull the trigger. If you want to join us, you can join us. If you want to fade us, you can fade us. Michigan Wolverines are up 13-9 in a basketball game right now. We've got the over 135. It's 138.5. UNLV just scored 13-11. We'll wait for a spot here. I didn't want to lay the 12.5. I think Michigan will win. Wouldn't surprise me if Michigan win by 9. Or like if Michigan are up by 13 or 14 and UNLV slam dunk, you know what I mean, a backdoor, you know, 4 seconds left. The number was sharp. I was surprised the number was as high as it was in this game. I thought it was just a little bit too high. And I love the Michigan Wolverines. I think the Michigan Wolverine number is a little high tomorrow, but I think they will cover against Maryland. And I think the Michigan number next week against Ohio State is low. I cannot believe Ohio State are only 4.5-point favorites against the Michigan Wolverines next week. But we'll get to that. Let's talk. Ohio State have some work to do first here, so let's jump in. Picks. Michigan State and Ohio State. This game is at 12 Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific, early morning kickoff on the West Coast. Great day of football all day long for people on the West Coast with this early start. A bunch of early games tomorrow that are big time. So this game, to me, and I was talking about it earlier, I don't like Michigan State. Right, I don't like betting on teams that I don't like either, because then it pisses you off when they lose. You're like, I don't even like them. I'm happy they lost, but I just lost money. So, and I don't like Ohio State either. The best thing I could do is just not watch this game and just whatever. Not bet it, not watch it. But I'm a Big Ten guy. I love the Big Ten. And it's such a big game. And let's just call it out for what it is. The Michigan State Spartans have been disrespected. All right, they've been disrespected all year long. They've been, you know, they beat the Michigan Wolverines, and then what does the committee do? The committee says no, we're going to rank you behind Michigan. And as I said, I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan, but come on, let's be real. Like, you know what I mean? What are we doing here? You can argue the Michigan's metrics are better. Okay, blah blah, strength of schedule and the metric and this and that. And I don't care about your metrics. All right, you know, Michigan State beat them, but whatever. It is what it is. But you're talking about a football team that is 7-2-1 ATS on the season, the Michigan State Spartans. All they've done is cover. Mel Tucker's a hell of a coach. They have the talent and the style, the physicality that I think that can give Ohio State a battle. I think Ohio State are going to survive. I'm thinking this Ohio State game, it's like, 38-25, you know what I mean? 38-26, 40-27 Ohio State. 38-27 Ohio State. Where it's like, oh yeah, Ohio State wins, but it's going to be a battle. Michigan State will always be in it until like 5-7 minutes left or something. Like, I don't think they get blown out. Michigan State have been blown out in the past in these big games. And Ohio State have beaten them up over the last couple of years. But let's be real. Doesn't matter. Right? Ohio State are the same every year. They're great. They're awesome. Michigan State were not. Right? The end of the D'Antoni area there, it didn't end well. There was a lot of scandal behind the scenes that didn't even come out and stuff. It was like, they rebuilt last year, the pandemic. They didn't handle it well. Michigan didn't handle it well. It was just the Big Ten got hit hard by the pandemic last year. So, listen, you got Kenneth Walker. You've got Kenneth Walker, yet I think that they can make plays. I don't think Ohio State's defense is good enough to just say, listen, let's stack the box and stack the line and stop Kenneth Walker. I think Michigan State's going to be able to move the football on these guys. All right, like people think of Michigan State and you don't think of an explosive offense, but Michigan State score 34 points a game, guys. Right? That's a real, put it this way, Wake Forest, you hear about Wake Forest offense? Wake Forest score 44. Wake Forest's average per game is 44 points per game. Michigan State is 34. Ohio State actually have the highest scoring offense in the country at 46. But with all that being stated, so take the over, right? No, not so fast, my friend, Lee Corso would say. This is a Big Ten game. This is a playoff game. I was talking earlier about you want a playoff. This is a playoff game. This is a playoff game. So I don't think this is a track meet game. Michigan State don't want to get into a track meet. Michigan State want to turn this into a, you know what I mean, a ground and pound wrestling MMA match. Ohio State want to dance around like Anderson Silva and kick him in the face. Michigan State don't play like that. And I think Michigan State are going to just man up. And I think Mel Tucker, he did it against Michigan, in which he told the kids, they might have more blue chip talent. They're more skilled. Like he tells them, they are more skilled than you. All right. He goes, they are flashier than you guys. He goes, you know what? We're tougher than them. And that's what he sold against Michigan. And he said, we'll wear these guys out. He said, they're flashy and stuff, but we'll wear them out. And he's going to try the same sales pitch here to his kids here against Ohio State about wearing them out. I don't think they're going to win the game. I think they're going to go down valiantly, though. I think MSU go down valiantly. I tip my cap. I'm wearing a Wolverine cap, but I say toast to you. Had a hell of a season. It's been a hell of a run. You're a damn good team. Mel Tucker's a hell of a coach. And this program's going to be a load to deal with for years to come. But yeah, give me the 19.5 points here with Sparty. And when I say give me 19.5, I'm hoping it goes up and I'll get it to an even 21. I'll buy a half point. I always buy half points. I hate losing by half point. I'd rather spend an extra 10 cents and not lose by half a point. I've been around long enough. It's just what I do. So as I mentioned, Sparty, you're 7-1-2 against the spread. I think I said 7-2-1. Seven covers, one loss, two pushes. 7-1-2. And how about this, guys? Ohio State, we all know Ohio State hate Michigan, right? And Michigan doesn't hate Ohio State as much. And it's true. I don't even hate them as much as they hate us, right? And they have an effing clock in their room. They have a countdown clock to the Michigan game. They don't have a countdown clock to the Spartans game. Ohio State are 0-7 against the spread the last seven games before they play the Michigan Wolverines. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On the grid, sportsgrid.com.
me ripping him all the time for his phone. All right, so I believe, though, I think we word on the street is Tony Finn could be close. I think he could be close. The late night anger management class. I am Morency. We're throwing it down on the Friday night freak show. So as we stated, we laid it down on the under 51.5 in the UNLV San Diego State game. It's all about the Rebs right now. Rebels are playing Michigan. We're on the over in the basketball game. Michigan are up 23-20 right now. Sort of lingering around the number. It's 11.5. Michigan opened close at 12.5 point favorites. They're minus 11.5 right now. Total in game is 139.5. Like I said, the only play I have so far on this game is the over. I'm a Michigan fan, but I'm waiting for the right spot to step up and click on here. All right, so I've been informed. You know, listen, it's always an adventure, so whatever. You know, it's what? What time is it right now? We're at the 27 mark, whatever time zone you're in, we're at the 27 mark. I think we might have Finn in the next segment. It might take like a little while. I don't know what happens behind the scenes, but sometimes I think I could get radar from MASH and, you know, I'm Colonel Potter. Hey, radar, you know, come over here, radar. right? Where is Radar? He's out of work. Maybe we, like I said, Radar hasn't worked in years. All right, I see him on MeTV. I think I should hire Radar. Where are you at, Radar? Oh, the Michigan Wolverines going a little bit of a run right now. A little bit of a run. Michigan 28. Hail to the victor, Wolverine. 28, UNLV 20. Point spread just jumped up to 14.5. It's amazing to me that Michigan are minus 3,000 on a money line, which is 30-1. I wanted to take Michigan on a money line parlay at some point, but it's like, what am I going to do with 30-1? Whatever. Right now, we'll just sort of ride. We'll ride the over. UNLV actually just hit a three. In-game total is 142.5. You know what's amazing? The Michigan Wolverines have not committed one foul.
Thank you.
You want to talk about clean basketball? And that's because I, you know, it's something that you always keep my eye on. This is a little, here's a little gambling tip, okay? But college basketball betting tip. NBA is a little different, right? NBA is its own like entity, but for college basketball, in-game totals and stuff, keep your eye on the foul situation. That's like one of the automatic things you do. Because let's be real. I'll be honest. We shouldn't be betting in-game bets that we're not watching. All right? You're watching a whole bunch of games at once. You know what I mean? If you're not watching, but here we don't have a choice. What am I going to do? I'm hosting a damn show. I got cameras on in front of me. I got lights here. There's only so many games I can watch at once and host a show at the same time. So, you know, especially if you're not, you don't have a full feel and you're looking at the totals. But basically, like, what's the foul situation? Because why fouls lead to free throws? So you'll see sometimes in these college basketball games, you're like, man, you know, the in-game total is 157.5. There's 9 minutes left and they're at 130, right? They're at 125 right now, 130. Yet both teams are in the bonus for the rest of the game. And what does that mean? It means you're going to get free throws hit without the clock ticking, and you're getting points without the clock. So I'm just fascinated by this. But, you know, so the total right now is 142.5. Michigan don't have any fouls. UNLV, four fouls. So, like, we're not even close to being in a bonus here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, UNLV ain't getting into the bonus. Michigan ain't fouling them. And UNLV with only four fouls. It's been a clean game. With shots falling, total is 142.5 right now. So, I'm taking Michigan State plus the points, plus the 19.5. I prefer a nice little smooth even 21, even though it doesn't matter. There's not really key numbers in college anyways. But I brought it up when we were going into the break before. The Ohio State Buckeyes have a countdown clock, and they hate Michigan. They won't even say the state's name, and them, I think they say whatever the hell it is, whatever. You know, they're 0-7 against the spread the last seven times. They didn't play last year. So, I would say the last 7 years, they didn't play last year. So let's say the last seven games, it's 0-7. Ohio State are 0-7 against the spread the last seven times the week before the Michigan Wolverine game. Clearly, right? They have their eye on the Wolverines. Hell, I'm a Wolverine fan. I'm not even a player. I got my eye on you too, Ohio. Don't worry. I can't stop thinking about it. I thought I was thinking about going the other day. I was like, man, I just get on a plane and go, you know? But I'm not Dave Portnoy. I can't just charter a private. All right, let me go. My consolation, I'm going to go to the Rose Bowl. If Michigan lose and they go in the Rose Bowl, I'll go to the Rose Bowl. That's not a bad consolation prize either. So give me Michigan State plus the points. Wake Forest and Clemson. Oh, Clemson suck. I guess, sort of, right? Yeah, they haven't covered a point spread. You know, Clemson, despite all the doom and gloom, they are 7-3 on the season. Wake Forest's defense has been carved up more than a Thanksgiving turkey. Has given up 34 more points in five of their last six games. They're giving up 443 yards a game defensively. It's hard to believe that, but the Clemson Tigers can still play in the ACC Conference Championship game. They're not going to make the playoffs, obviously, but I tell you what, you think Dabo Sweeney would like that? You think Dabo wants to win the ACC after everyone left them for dead? They need to beat Wake Forest tomorrow, and then they need Boston College to beat Wake Forest, which is a distinct possibility. And it starts here. You know, my research started in this game with the over. Because, you know, I looked and I'm like, oh my God, it's 55.5? what, a Wake Forest game? Wake Forest are actually 5-5 as far as totals are concerned, despite their high-octane offense. Wake Forest are the second highest scoring team in college football. They score 44 points a game. But their defense has major problems. And, you know, Wake Forest defense, I talk about them giving up. They average 443 yards a game. They give up a game. They give up nearly 500 yards a game, man. All right, so in other words, the other team scored. They're giving up 34 more points than 5 in the last 6 games. The original total was a little light here. It's been bet up to 57.5, and I wouldn't be surprised if it gets higher before kickoff. I think this game is going to go over the number. If you look at the Clemson Tigers have scored 30 or more points three straight games in a row. Their offense is starting to click right now. And then we dig a little bit deeper here. Dabo Swinney has never lost to Wake Forest before. He's 12-0. All right. The last three football games that Clemson played Wake Forest, Clemson won by an average of 44.3 points per game. The Clemson Tigers have won 33 straight home games. They haven't lost a home game since 2016. They lost to the Pittsburgh Panthers. I think it was Nate Peterman, actually, to beat Deshaun Watson. Yeah, they haven't lost a home game since 2016. I like the Clemson Tigers. I've been riding Wake, and I've been pumping Wake's tires. But I like the Clemson. I like the Clemson Tigers in this game. But I like the over even more. Wake Forest is, listen, Clemson have one of the best defenses in the country. They only give up like 15 points a game. For, like I said, for all the doom and gloom, they're 7-3 and they have like the third or fourth best defense in the country, Clemson. But I don't care. Wake Forest's offense is good enough. They're going to get into the 20s, Wake. And Wake will not be able to stop Clemson. And as I said, Clemson have racked up 30 or more in three straight games. So if they're racking up 30 or more against everyone else, and they put up a hell of a lot more than that than 30, you know, they could get in the 40s here, and the total is 57.5. I like the over, and I like the Clemson Tigers. I'm not a big favorite guy. I'll lay the 4.5 here. I don't have a problem with this. I don't have a problem. All right, let's get into UCLA and USC. Listen, Chip Kelly's done a nice job this year. If you're UCLA, you would like to be, I'd say, you know, listen, you're 6-4. You're bowl eligible. You haven't been to a bowl game since, what, 2017? You're bowl eligible. It's a nice year. You have some feather in the cap wins. You know, like that LSU win is something, or, you know, that was nice. You know what I mean? Something to recruit off of. Recruitment-wise, you're sort of beating up a little bit on USC here. You can. I think Kelly's got this going in the right direction. But the Trojans have beaten them 5 of the last 6 times that they played, including the last 2 times. This is payback time. UCLA do not win often in this rivalry on the road. And it sounds crazy on the road because, what, you mean 17 miles on the road or whatever it is? Like, how many miles is it? I don't know. UCLA are weird, right? I mean, their campus isn't where they play. Like, UCLA don't, their campus is not in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. You know, like, it's a weird dynamic with UCLA. I think a lot of people, like, on the East Coast and Midwest, they don't really realize that, right? Like, as far as whatever, but I like UCLA in this game. You could argue that, hey, listen, you look at the USC Trojans, and they need 2 wins for bowl eligibility. I don't think any of these kids on USC want to go to a bowl. I think these kids on USC right now are regretting not going to Alabama. Regretting not going to play for Lane Kiffin. The late night anger management class continues. Bring.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insight.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's an entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
All right, listen, it's just way too much UNLV in my life right now. Go fight, win, UNLV. That's their chant. UNLV, go fight, win. So we got UNLV basketball, 35-27. Really fun matchup, actually. 35-27. I'm on the over 135.5. I haven't picked that spot yet to jump in on a side. And the Aztecs right now are up 21-17. UNLV are hanging around, man. They've been a pesky side. Good for Coach Arroyo down the stretch here. They've won two straight games. They've been a covering machine. This game perplexed me. I jumped in. I'm on San Diego State on the money line parlays to close out. And I got under in-game under 51.5, which I don't know. I'm an optimist. All right, so we bring in, I said, all right, we'll get Tony Finn on probably in about 15 or 20 minutes, and I called it to the bone, man, damn. But I wish I could get a story that Tony was at the OG strip club, you know what I'm saying, across the street from the Stratosphere, or he's like, I was just at the Bellagio, and I just won. I'm sorry, Morenci, I got back late. But unfortunately, if you don't mind me saying, Tony, because everyone knows it, everyone feels those pains, you had some pet problems, right? Some health with a family pet, which I'm not joking or anything. I know the pain. I've said this before, Tony. I've lost, and I don't mean any disrespect to my lost love people, my relatives, and my loved ones. But, man, I had a cat for 12 years, man. She was with me in different cities, different networks, different girlfriends, fiancés, wives, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? And you feel it as much as a human, bro. So, you know, I don't know what you're going through right now, Tony, but I'm sure me and all of our listeners, and we have a lot of pet guys out there. Anytime I see on Twitter people talking about, like, their pet and they're sick and whatever at the end, I always send them something because I know it's tough. It's a tough spot. So God bless you, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you. He's a good boy. Yeah.
All right, Tony. So you ready? Good? After all that?
Of course I'm good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Disney and Hallmarkish, right, Tony? I mean, after that. Like,
I love you, Tony. Good right now. Yeah.
I know. But no, thanks for joining us. So we'll go right down to business. Listen, Michigan and UNLV, 35-32. Yeah, I love this because the two most badass basketball teams ever in college basketball history, let's say three, because I'm going to say Bill Walton and Kareem are as badass as you get, even if they had tight shorts, okay? Right. So they're as badass as you get. But you know what I'm saying? You had the UNLV Running Rebels and the Fab Five. And even the Rebels, they tipped their cap to the Fab Five for taking it to the next level, right? The Rebels started what the Fab Five did. And, the Fab Five didn't win, though. Rebels did. But you know what I'm saying, Tony? Like, culturally-wise in college basketball for young people, college basketball used to be tight shorts, freshmen don't play, listen to the coach, yes, sir, no, sir. It wasn't, you know what, suck it, and long shorts and high socks and black shoes and... Like, UNLV were the first team. They rolled out black shoes, guys. And it was like, wow, who do these kids think they are? Right? And they were dunking on people and Jerry Tarkanian, and they were covering point spreads and the running Rebels, baby. And then the Wolverines came in with the baggy shorts, man. Shorts down to the knees. They changed basketball and culture as we know it. Right? So it's just awesome. And anyone that's a Michigan guy or UNLV guy or a Michigan player, UNLV player, I got goosebumps now, knows what the hell I'm talking about, Tony. They're one and the same. That's great they're playing each other.
We are missing Tarkanian and Fisher right now too, and there, you missed one. That was, there was a 10-year period where you couldn't dunk the ball in college basketball.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now you're catching me. Yeah. Wow. What? Really? Right? It made you couldn't dunk. Wow. Can you imagine that? Man, that had to be a white guy that came up with that rule, Tony. It had to be. Had to be. Like, no brother said, no, there ain't no Duncan. Yeah. No brother said that.
Yeah. I'm right with him. I hate the dancing in the end zone, too, and the skits in the end zone. See, I don't like that. Let's play football. That's why.
What, you're happy with the taunt? What, you're one of these people? You like the taunting rule in the NFL?
No, I don't like the taunting rule at all. I just don't like the taunting. You know, I'm Marcus Allen. Just what he say? What he said? Act like you've been there. You know.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem, Tony. Football is a sport of emotion. So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. And listen, we're older and we're better, so it's a little different. But how, when you win a big bet or you're watching a game, like, do you get emotional at all during the game, or when you win?
Not very much. I'm not very high, not very low. Not very high, not really. No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
I know. You know what sucks? Me too. Yeah. I get mad on the radio and I bet about certain games, but I know it kind of sucks, though, doesn't it, Tony? I guess it's good and it's bad because, like, we're jaded or it's a business. It's sort of like having, you know, calluses and thick, you know, like a guitarist, right? Like, I could take a nail to my finger and it wouldn't hurt, right? But at the same point in time, it's kind of weird, Tony, because I win sometimes, you know, and like sometimes I win like, you know, $800 a night or, you know, $480 or $600, and I get zero emotion. And like the other night I lost like a $600 bet. I literally, Tony, might have been mad and sort of frustrated for like 0.6 seconds. I was like, son of a. And then I just changed the channel and I forgot. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever. Like, it was just because you win, you lose. He goes, oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying, though, Tony. But my whole point is, I was going to say, well, act like you've been there before. I get it, Tony. But listen, brother, we're in a new society now. The kids are more emotional, Tony. You know what I mean? It's just, it is.
Yeah.
They want to dance and have fun, bro.
Listen, I agree. I was looking up some, so yeah, I agree with you. It's crazy. I get more excited when I hit a quarter or when I hit like a $800 or $900 pot of Keno at the machine there. Yeah, that's
You get a rush. You're like, yes. Oh, yeah, you do. Right. Yes. Yeah. So you're like a senior in Vegas. That's who you are now. You've evolved, Tony. I love you. You've evolved into. Yeah. I got to tell you, Tony, listen, I'm such a loser degen. I actually lived at Palace Station, all right, for like 6 months, 5 months. I was in Vegas, and I never knew. I was doing a TV show, and I always thought they were going to cancel it every day type thing. So, and I was like, I'm happy here. And people were like, you're living in Palace Station? I'm like, I'm happy. I was happy. I liked it. Like, I was fine. I was eating at Johnny Rockets. They have a great buffet at the station casinos in Vegas. I have one of the best buffets in the city because locals go there, so it has to be good. And it's where OJ got busted. Great oyster salad in the bar there. And you know what I mean? They treated me great. I used to blaze in the room. They never complained. You know what I mean? Like, there's no problem. I liked it there. Sportsbook, I enjoyed it.
Listen, like, they've done a lot of work to tell us.
It looks too fancy right for me now, actually.
Yeah, it's really nice. Really nice. Absolutely. So that's crazy. I mean, I lived in Harris for about 2 years. I would go home on the weekends, you know. But Yeah, Harris. So nothing fancy, but I was across from the Mirage, and the Mirage took the, at that time. Mirage took the. This is back in the early 90s. They took the largest. If you just walk on the street, you know, off the street into a book back then, they would take the largest amount of money. So it was always pretty busy. A lot of important people there, like Theismann. I remember Theismann was there every day. I don't know why Theismann was there every day, but he was.
Oh, Joe was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about, let me ask you, because I was going to say that about that rush. So I've lived there. So the whole point is I had a point to the story. So let me just wrap it up there and say, so I lived there, Tony, and I had the player's card, right? So I was getting the, you know, the VIP stuff. They were like, this loser lives here, right? So, like, you know what I mean? So I used to get invited to the slot tournaments, Tony.
Right.
The slot tournaments. I swear to God, guys, you think sports books and like are ruthless? You ever wait, sit next to these old ladies, Tony, the slot tourney, bro. Oh my God, bro. Oh my God.
Hey, a bingo room. Go in there, and you won't leave alive if you make a mistake.
Oh, yeah, you screw up, hey. Same thing with the horse book, too. Horse book with the old guys. Guys, the old people, so Tony's a new guy. Tony doesn't get to rush in sports betting, so he loves his Keno. But I'm telling you, man, so the slot turn is the best. So it's comp, guys. So you go in, they tape it off, right? Tony knows the drill, so they rope it off.
Yeah.
And the slots, there's no money. You don't put money in, guys. And you get a free invite if you're somebody or you're an old lady that bets every day there, right? So
that's right.
You just sit down and they'll tell you, all right, listen, you got 5 minutes. And literally, guys, it's whoever the hell can rack up the most points on a slot machine in 5 minutes. So I'm living there, Tony. And I'm not a big slot guy because I know that's how they make their money, right? I don't know, you know what I mean? So I'm not a big slot guy.
Skill set to that, right?
I mean, exactly, bro. So I'm there and I'm just for fun. I'm drunk. It's like 11 in the morning. I'm already drunk, right? So I'm like, I'm drunk. It's 11 in the morning. I'm like, hey, thanks for the invite, guys. I sit down and I realize, I'm like, oh my God, these old ladies are like snipers, Tony. They're like assassins. Yeah. Like, they came in all business. I was just there, and I was like, oh, this is fun. I got a free slot turn here. So, like, yeah. I sit down, and I hit the lever. I'm like, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Old lady next to me, Tony, looks over, and she just shakes her head. No, no. And she points. She goes, tap it, kid, tap it. And then she goes, not too strong, though, not too strong. I said, thank you, ma'am, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. And you know the drill, Tony, right? I'm sitting there tapping with the finger. I'm tapping away with the finger. Oh, I came in like 18th out of 50 or something, Tony. Those old ladies, bro, they got trigger fingers, Tony.
Yes, I know. I know. I mean, I could tell you some stories. My wife went in for the first time ever, right? She went in there while I was in the sports book. She went to the bingo. She's sitting between some older ladies, and they have about 20 cards. This is back before they had electronic. They had actual cards, you know. And these ladies got 20 cards. She has one, and she yelled bingo, and she didn't have it because they changed games on her. That was it. She came back with her head slumped between her knees, the sports book almost crying because these ladies had just murdered her.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm an idiot, Tony. I'm the only person. So, you know, Pai Gow?
Yeah, I like Pai Gow, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Pai Gow. It's nice, slow, easy, right? You can't lose too much money. It's like.
No, right.
Yeah, it's basically like. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's basically like you either win or it's a push all the time, almost, right? It's like a slow pace, but it takes forever. So it's like slow paced. And the best is the dealer has to tell you what the deal is, right? So you can what's up? Can I hit here? Like, it's weird. They told me, like, she has to tell you. She has to tell you, guys. Like, you're an idiot. Imagine, like, asking the dealer at blackjack, should I do this? Like, you asked, he has to tell you what Pai Gow. Tony, right. I'm not proud of this, but I sort of am. It wasn't that much money. I lost $210 playing Pai Gow in, like, 7 minutes. And the lady told me, bingo, she told me that. She goes, I've never seen someone lose this quickly playing this game as much as you just did. You know why, Tony? Because I got so impatient and I realized how slow it was. I played the first hand. Someone told me, listen, guys, if you want drinks in Vegas and you're cheap and whatever, and you want to sit at the table and you want them to come around and you're playing, play Pai Gow. It takes forever. It's only $5 a hand. And you just sit there and it goes back and forth. I managed to lose $210 in like 8 minutes sitting there. I got so impatient. I was like, suck this. I put like $200 in chips in. I was like, where's the rush, baby? Come on. She goes, oh, you crazy. More with Tony on her side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three-minute warning. Level two, the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Better late than never for Tony Finn, who's stepping up and in and joining us. All right, so Tony's going to hang around for another segment. Brent Beard's going to join us, but Tony's going to kick it with us for a couple of more minutes. Yeah, good stuff, Tony, because we got to. There's so many games I want to get to. Let me just ask you, though. So you're the type of guy, and I swear, Tony, it's the one thing, because people said when I moved to Vegas, people said to me, oh, you're crazy, Marenzi, he's a degenerate, and blah, 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 blah. I'm not. It's a good thing, bro. I owned a racehorse, and I like betting on ponies, but I only do it in the major stuff. I'm a weekie, you know what I mean? Like, I'm one of the Triple Crown Breeder Cup guys. That's it.
Right.
I don't do the daily grind. Thank God. And my father, may rest in peace, he told me once, he goes, thank God you don't like video poker, kid, because, man, you're a compulsive guy. Whatever I do, I'm way in, Tony. Work, passion, music, degenerate, faults, you know what I mean, vices. I'm an all-in type of guy all the time. And thank God I've never got the video poker bug. I never got the casino bug, Tony. I love a casino. Like, I used to live there, wake up, and I love the sounds and the people and the landscape, but I never felt like, I've never been that guy about, oh, I got to go back to the tables, give me the ATM. I'm not going to say I haven't had bad nights, Tony, when I'm drunk and I've done stupid things, you know what I mean? And, you know, God, oh, I lost, you know, I've done stupid things at a table. But I learned my lesson, but thank God that I have it. But Baccarat, Tony, oh, my God, that's the evil killer in Vegas, huh? Baccarat.
I like I said, I've watched it many times, heard all the slang, slango, but don't know the rules.
Really? Yeah, it's banker or house. It's like dragon or panda bear. My policy is bet on the bank. Banker. Yeah. Seriously, just say banker. 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 They don't play around at the Baccarat tables, bro.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.